You are listening to Right Back At You, the 2000s pop music podcast where we have fun taking pop music seriously and coming to America even more seriously. Hosted by the man that gives VB at the DMV, David Lim. And me, Beverly Hills housewife and dolphin speaker, Joel Babington. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, JB. This is a real twist, I guess, because we're obviously, if you haven't figured out already after 5 years, we are named after a Spice Girl album track. So we love all things Spices, but I actually thought for a minute our time was done with the Spices.
Never. We'll always let love lead the way back to the Spices.
And we'll find new bits of content to cover. But the point is, a lot of our Spice stuff happened in the early part of this podcast journey. So I'm very glad that this idea, I don't know how it came to us, but suddenly one day we looked at each other and we're like, what about a VB special?
You know, it was needed and... It wasn't on the list, but she's one of those that when the idea comes to you, it's then a priority placement on the list.
It moves all the way up on that spreadsheet. Cell B2. Yeah. Neil Malua Excel spreadsheet like Kelly Rowland.
Absolutely. And then waiting for me to reply on it.
The pub. The introduction of the iconic posh hairstyle also this year. So
that is why we're doing it, because we are the 2000s pop music podcast.
Pop music podcast.
The pop music podcast. Maybe we should rebrand all our socials for this episode. But yeah, you know, look, guys, we've done some Girls Aloud recaps before. As David said, we always want to do something spicy where we can on this podcast, especially when it is one of the girls that if you listen to our pod, you know, we go extra hard for.
And you poor cow.
Maybe we should do that. We need to add that special to the list. Do you want 2 hours of you poor cow? I think so.
Live from Brent. What was
live
it?
From Brent Cross Shopping Centre.
Yes. That's going to be our first live podcast location. Yeah.
Yes. Just you wait for it. Brent Cross, we are available. But David, we have been having busy old weekends, the two of us, haven't we?
We've had a very special pop treat. The gorgeous pop goddess that is Delta Goodrum. As an Aussie, as you know from listening to our Innocent Eyes episode, this is an artist that is like national treasure where I'm from. I've never had a chance to see her live until recently, the London headline show at Shepherd's Bush.
O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire Hearts on the Run tour. The Right Back At You boys were there.
Big thank you to the PR Shane and management for sorting us out. We got a chance to meet Delta backstage.
I mean, a huge, huge thank you so much to, yes, Shane and Tina. A huge thank you to Delta. Her personality was as equally lovely as she is talented. And boy, is she 11 out of 10 talent.
Oh my God, that show, incredible. The live vocals, the performance of it, it was electrifying. She is a big time pop star. The stage presence, incredible, but also that warmth, that personality, that just, she didn't have to do that after the show, but it was just so gracious of her to meet with the press and you know, people that have supported her here in the UK. It's just, it was lovely. And I think, you know what? With all this recent promo here in the UK, I really hope more of the general public fall in love with our Delta.
I've been in the bar many a times at these things, and I know you have even more than me. Rightly so, an artist after their show, they're done. They're just ready to have a drink with their friends, and that's it. But Delta was 11 out of 10, kindness and professional, went round to every single person in that room, really gave her time, and wanted to genuinely know how we'd enjoyed the show, how did we find it? And David Lim,
Oh.
I mean, not only did we get the lovely photos, which you guys can see on our socials, but I had an out-of-body experience. Literally one of the greatest moments of my life, David Lim.
It happened so quickly. It was unplanned. So there's no footage. You just had to be in the moment.
On this tour, she's taking requests halfway through and the audience is shouting out what songs they want to hear.
He was just being the JB.
Any given opportunity.
Hollering, shouting, I don't care.
And, you know, unfortunately, she didn't sing I Don't Care on stage. But when we got to meet her, I did share, you know, I would have loved her to have sung I Don't Care. You know, you guys know how much I love that song. I mean, David, you'd even told her how much I loved that song when you'd met her before. And she was so sweet. She was like, oh, I would have loved that next time. And then we had our picture. And then as we were wrapping up and she was moving on, she just started singing I Don't Care to me.
Ah!
And I couldn't believe it. And I didn't know what to do.
So you joined in?
So I joined in. And literally, I mean, look, Delta didn't ask for a duet, but we had a duet.
It was a duet.
We sung I Don't Care together. And it was one of the greatest moments of my life, David.
Oh.
And literally, I just, you know, I went into auto mode and started singing, which I'm so happy that I did because...
Of course.
How often do you ever get to sing one of your favourite songs ever with the singer?
I love that for you so much. I generally... Really, like, that was just pure joy.
I was on the higher realm and I still haven't come back from it, but I'm going to stay on that higher realm because we're going to talk about such an amazing pop culture moment today that our corner of the internet loves. But before we even get into all of that, David Lim, please can you read us a lovely 5-star review?
Absolutely. Now, this one is left by Wayne Robert. It says, never enough, Jolie B and David. Joel and David, you are both absolutely on point. Never influencing or forcing your opinions. I beg to differ.
Sorry about that, anyone, but yes. Welcome to our Victoria Beckham Coming to America episode.
Never influencing or forcing your opinions, but discussing and remembering what it is and what made you both go weak at the knees for these artists. After every episode, I literally go back and revisit the songs, albums, and videos you've discussed. Sometimes I have to stop the podcast, flick from Google Images to YouTube to watch and look at the alternative album artwork or single cover and video, then come back to you guys. It's not just a podcast, it's an event. An event I am absolutely gagging for. I've just finished steps 1 and 2 and eagerly await part 3. And even a delve into H and Claire wouldn't go amiss. By the way, Claire has her new solo album out, Euphoria, giving major young divas energy. So I hope everyone is showing it lots and lots of love.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Claire and all the amazing team over at Fascination. Now, David, one of our followers actually pointed out to me that I think we manifested this Claire album on one of our episodes.
I think we did. We must have said, planted the seed at some point that Claire is due a young diva style album.
And that is what we've got. People have messaged me saying, hope you're enjoying the Young Divas third album. And I am.
We love it. It is very on point.
Claire is the UK Young Diva, you know.
Lots of fun. I cannot wait to be at the Brewers with you, the JB, when No More Tears, Enough is Enough by Claire and our fave Delta comes on. We need a little lip sync duet happening there.
Absolutely.
Okay, so yes, the rest of this review. Keep up the great work, J and D. I'm signed up for the long haul. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne, and hopefully you've made it to this episode. And yeah, I mean, the steps are kind of like the Spice Girls in a way. Any more steps opportunities we can, we are so keen to do it, and we know how much you guys love them. If you are loving what we're doing, please do leave us a lovely 5-star review like Wayne has, and follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. All right, David, Victoria Beckham, Coming to America. Can you contextualize what is going on with the VB in 2007?
Where we are in 2007, Posh and Beck's, the brand is major. It is global. They are
major.
Absolutely major. You know, we're talking denim collection, eyewear. This was the introduction of the Beckham's perfume range. Vicky B had her fashion book out, That Extra Half an Inch, which I have on hardback copy.
That's in the lovely podcast co-host buy you that.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Wonder who that is. If only I can remember. But also in 2007, how can we miss this? The Spice Girls reunion.
Wow. The Spice Girls announced their reunion tour on the 28th of June, 2007. This special aired in America and Canada July 16th, 2007. Aired on ITV1 in the UK July 17th, also in Australia on the Nine Network. Then we're off on tour 2nd of December 2007.
And then that's where the Spice Girls Giving You Everything documentary airs. Also, we must say, given that we're talking about Vicky B on TV, the iconic Ugly Betty cameo happened this year as well. So posh domination was just strong.
What I didn't know, David, is that this aired, as I was saying, those dates in July. A week later in the UK, David Beckham New Beginnings airs also on ITV here in the UK.
Oh, what's that?
So that's like a more serious documentary following David Beckham on
and his football
journey.
Career.
Yeah, and to America. We won't be following that.
It's not camp.
This was a real busy time for 19 Management, especially anyone that's in more the TV department of 19 Management or working on that for this. So this special was produced by 19 Entertainment, Simon Fuller's company that was looking after David and Victoria. They were pitching for a reality series to be on NBC of 6 half-an-hour episodes. That was the original agreement. NBC wanted to move this series over to Bravo, but this is in the early days of Bravo.
This is still very early days of reality TV. Like, bear in mind, 2007 was the year Keeping Up with the Kardashians launched.
Yeah, and that was on E!
I guess the benchmark at the time would have been anything Paris Hilton's done.
The Simple Life with Paris was on, and Nicole was on Fox and then E! Kardashians was on E! And has only in this last year moved to Disney+. Bravo didn't become the empire it is today, really, until now we have all the incarnations of Housewives. We have Watch What Happens Live. You know, it's Andy Cohen's empire. But that isn't what it was then. This could have birthed it. But Simon Fuller said, not today. Absolutely not today. I mean, online it says this made Simon Fuller irate. We don't have, you know, the facts of that, but we'll go with it.
I love to imagine him being so irate on the phone down to NBC.
What do you mean, Bravo? The agreement was made in the middle. What about if an hour special was made, shown on NBC, kind of used as a backdoor pilot in a way? If it does well, we can do more. If not, we'll call it a day.
Yeah, we'll shake hands, leave as friends, and say we tried. So that's how we ended up with what we have. And do you know what, Joel? I think for the longest time in my head, I actually genuinely thought it was a multi-episode series, but that's only because of the way it's being clipped and uploaded by fans on YouTube.
Absolutely.
It never occurred to me that, oh, if those were actual episodes, those would be very short.
When the idea came up, it went priority on the spreadsheet. No questions asked from David. Then a few weeks later, we're talking about upcoming episodes. And he's like, so Joel, how are we going to go about doing an entire series? I just said yes, because it's Victoria Beckham coming to America. But how are we going to do it? And I was like, David and Lynn, this is a 1 hour special. Job done. This is like half the running time of Ghost Hunting with Girls Aloud.
But I thought it was just so hilarious that I think in my head I built it up to be something so big. It was event television for me and you.
Oh yeah, absolutely for me. So it did win its time slot in America on the night
it was
on.
I thought you were going to come up with something like, it did win an NTA award or something. A Logie.
The NTA for Best Pub on Television goes to... it won its time slot. It got 5.1 million viewers in America.
That's great. Not everybody has that.
Similar to how we say about the charts, you know, that would be a surefire hit today. But then it wasn't enough of what NBC wanted to make additional episodes. So that's what they've said. And I appreciate that. But
they are wrong.
They are wrong. America did not get it. This was ahead of its time.
Her humour is so British.
It's so British.
It's dry British humour, which we love and we obviously think is hilarious. Anyone that's watched Spice World, the movie, knows Vicky B is a comedy legend.
But I did do a tiny little bit more research, and I'd have another reason of why this special arguably has less material than NBC would have wanted. So apparently, David Beckham was called back to England to play for the national team here, and production was put on hold so Victoria could come back to the UK and give David her full support. And then so a statement or a source then said, Victoria is happy to fulfill her obligations. She's going to fly out at the end of June to do another week's filming. And that's only going to give NBC probably about half an hour's worth of footage. So therefore, their whole original shoot had a lot less content.
And I think for something called Coming to America, you can't do that two-stop thing. You had to be in Madrid and then come to America. Like, you can't do a little stint in London, because then it's like, when are you actually coming to America? Get on that direct flight, bitch. Like, yeah.
Absolutely. So Coming to America, it is on YouTube for you to watch. And I'm sure after this, you are definitely going to want to watch it. But either way,
it's in HD. Thanks for pointing it out that someone uploaded it a couple of months ago in full in HD.
Yes. Thank you, baby.
Get that pub in HD. Thank you very much.
It's what we need. In case you're still wondering what the hell is Victoria Beckham Coming to America, the synopsis is a celeb reality special that charts the life of fashionista, pop figure and Spice Girl Victoria Beckham, aka Posh Spice, wife of soccer star David Beckham, as she relocates from London to Los Angeles.
And hijinks follows.
Did you watch this in Australia when it first aired?
I don't think I watched it on Channel 9 because, I mean, that kind of stuff takes a little bit of planning, you know. I'll have to check my TV guides and stuff. I watched it on YouTube when it was uploaded by fans. I was obsessed. Like, this was like everything I needed. It was, as she said, major. You know, at this point in Vicky B's kind of film career, shall we say, she's done
yes.
four documentaries and reality shows already. There's Victoria's Secrets in 2000. There's Being Victoria Beckham in 2002. The Real Beckhams in 2003. Want to say thank you to my friend Alberto for giving me his DVD copy of that.
Wow, angel. Angel.
Which, you know why that is significant? Because that is the last piece of physical product Victoria Beckham solo music.
Yes.
And then she's got Victoria Beckham, A Mile in Their Shoes, another sort of show that she did. So
I don't know if I've seen that one.
I know, I saw that on the list. I was like, okay.
I'm going to need some further receipts from that one, if I'm completely honest. So I know what I'm doing the minute we stop recording.
Okay.
But that's in like the long, dark hair Victoria Beckham era, like the early one. So I think,
you see, this is how we map things out in our heads, right? With timelines. You know, we when you go to school and you study history, you know, they talk about World War One, World War Two, and that's like kind of markers in time. For us, it's like, what was Posh's hair like? Like, those are the marker of years for us. When you say long brown hair extensions, I'm like, okay, I got you. Let your head go, this groove era, Real Beckham's era.
Yeah.
When you say pob, I'm like, okay, 2007.
So before we jump into beat by beat recap of this incredible special, other than Our Girl VB, there are three other main players that we are introduced to. The first one I want to bring up is one of VB's dear friends at the time, Ben Cook. Now, Ben Cook is hairdresser, friend, inventor of the pob.
The Ken Parvey to her Jessica Simpson. Do you know what? They should have made pob wigs.
Oh, they should have made pob wigs. I mean, he practically made one in this special that we'll get to.
Oh, yeah. <He did. laughs> Go on,
so,
Ben.
So, bit of background on Ben that I got from his agent's website.
Oh, my God. I thought you were, like, contacting the agent directly. Go on then, mate. Give us a goss.
So, Ben's biography is, London-born Ben Cook is one of the most celebrated and adored hairstylists in the industry. Ben was the scissor wizard behind Victoria Beckham's headline-grabbing pob, and more recently, Mylene's clob. I didn't know about that one, if I'm perfectly honest.
Clob?
It must be class, pob, club. Club with a K.
Right, I see what you're trying to do there, Mylene, yes.
Then we also meet other long-term friend of the VB, Maria Louise. Now, Maria Louise is Maria Louise Featherstone. At this time, she's Victoria's makeup artist. So Maria Louise is now the director of Strip Distributions Limited. That is waxing and laser hair removal experts.
You know what? I think we need to reach out to some sponsors and be like, hey, you can get a Right Back At Ya VB care package where it's waxing, it's a 5-star salon treatment, it's the works, it's the pamper package, the pob pamper package.
And then last but not least, we have Renee. Renee, who is an actress in this special.
They put a little disclaimer at the start of the episode.
Disclaimer at the beginning. So this is Renee's bio from IMDb. 4-time Emmy nominee Renee Gutier is a comedic triple threat, stand-up, writer, and producer. She has travelled the country, opening and performing with iconic female comedians like Aisha Taylor and Amy Schumer.
Amazing. Wow, what a cast. What a great supporting cast. But shall we get into the hijinks of Victoria Beckham coming to America?
There are actually two different versions of this roaming, David. So there's the American and Canadian version. And then what I'm gathering is probably the UK version. They are the same special, just with very slightly tweaks. I don't know if sort of the opening text that we see is on the American version. Over the course of 3 weeks, Victoria Beckham allowed cameras to follow her setting up a new life in LA. Some scenes have been created for dramatic effect. The role of the assistant is played by an actress. I'd like to say we don't need a disclaimer, but clearly people didn't get it. And if this wasn't already on the American version, they should have put it on there if people didn't get it.
So it seems pretty standard practice, but I'll be honest with you, I've never seen that until this version, the HD version that was uploaded on YouTube. So for years, I thought Renee was a real assistant.
As you should, you were sucked in by the excellent work of comedian legend Victoria Beckham and also Simon Fuller and Kim Fuller. So it opens with, you know, a visual mashup introducing Victoria Beckham. She has conquered the world, but now faces the greatest challenge yet, moving to Los Angeles.
Victoria Beckham, also known as Posh Spice of the Spice Girls. She's an international icon of fashion and glamour. Married to soccer superstar David Beckham, the hottest man alive. She has conquered the world, but now faces her greatest challenge yet, moving to Los Angeles.
It means welcome to LA.
Watch as this. So here, the two versions, they're slightly different. The US intro is a little bit more dramatic. The other edit is a little bit more calm. Both work for their respective markets. And even in that, they acted quickly because they included some of the press conference from the Spice Girls reunion tour in there.
Which version?
I think it made it into both of them. Definitely the American one. So then we're in Madrid, Spain for the W Magazine shoot.
Oh my God. This was like the time of just super hot David Beckham, platinum blonde with a fade, his bum hanging out of the leather trousers, like just
sexy.
Jesus.
Sexy. So this is one of the only glimpses we'll really see of David in this special, which I think, no shade to David, but works for the best. I'm not sure if he has the comedy bones like our VB has. So they're shooting this W Magazine shoot, and Victoria tells us, they always say, my God, David is so handsome. He's gorgeous. He's so good looking. And she's so funny. Basically, that means you're a pig with a sense of humour.
I mean, I think what's funny about that interaction in the dressing room is that she looks super hot. She's glammed.
So hot.
And this is like pop era, but a little bit grungier looking. Yeah. You know what I mean? Zhushed up in the back. It's giving Danny Minogue put the needle on it kind of dimensions.
That.
But again, killer tan. We're given this fantasy of like a desert shoot with like a sports car. They're sexy. They're on top of each other. They're on top of the car. This is a typical day for the Beckhams in Spain. doing a sexy photo shoot, and then they're off doing their own thing. She's got to fly off to America.
Absolutely. So this whole section also perfectly sets up them talking about moving to America. Victoria says that, you know, she's going to head to LA for a few weeks. While David finishes up the year and the team he's playing for, the boys are going to stay with him in Madrid. We're led to believe that VB is going straight from this shoot to the airport.
Yeah, literally still in like glam. She hasn't wiped off the makeup yet.
Do you think I'm overdressed for the airport? We hear her say, whatever works for the edit. Because you can sell as well. It's not like a super serious goodbye from her and David.
There's no way she's got her suitcase in the back of that Range Rover.
But for the edit, she's then straight off to the airport.
You know what? I must say, and this just really popped to my head, that actually is very similar to what my mum had to do when we were moving from Perth to Melbourne in Australia.
She said goodbye to you on the cameras, and then you had the more serious goodbye when the cameras weren't rolling.
My mum too left a very sexy photo shoot, got in that Range Rover.
David's going to stay here for a few weeks while he finishes off school. Then he's going to come meet me in Perth.
Melbourne.
Melbourne from Perth.
There was something about the concept of the show where I was like, oh God, this is real, because I know how much organizing that is. And if you're the one that's going ahead for the family, which my mum did,
God, that is stressful. God bless your mum for doing that.
I know. You got to pack up all that shit here, get it loaded in the container. You got to go ahead, make sure you got that place ready, make sure that the container is going to be loaded in. And, you know, it's like finding a house, getting your driver's license, getting the car, all the things.
Spoilers for everything we're going to cover.
Mama Lim did it first.
David, when we stop recording, please text your mum and just tell her thank you and that you love her. You know, we know the hard work that's from watching this documentary. We know the hard work Mama Lim's put in. So
exactly. And she didn't have Ben or Maria Louise.
She didn't have a Ben, Maria Louise. I dare to ask if she had a Rene, because I know the answer's no. So we have these cutaways of Los Angeles, and then we are at LAX airport. Victoria Adams, now Beckham, tells us, paparazzi in Europe is crazy. It's really full on. We'll see. Maybe it's different here. I don't know. Give her an Academy Award.
It's not at all that Simon Fuller and his assistants have called up a couple of extra paps and like actors to play paps, because the frenzy is like insane, which of course we believe to be real because we've seen it to be real, but it really does feel like a more deluxe version pap attack.
We'll believe anything, because this is that era of, we know the LA paparazzi in this time.
Yes, we've been shown that in Britney's Every Time video. We've been shown it in Lindsay Lohan's Rumours. We know they are vicious. So again, perfect stage for this. But what I love as well is her like coming out, and then the voiceover is like her saying, okay, so they were expecting me. Or maybe they thought it was someone else on the plane, like Madonna was coming in.
Genius. Absolutely genius. What I love about this, though, is what she's in what I consider like a fabulous camp classic posh outfit.
It is classic.
Hat and suit combo.
The black tilted fedora, the skinny black blazer, and the black trousers. Like, it's, you know what it's giving? I Wish promo.
It is.
The lost third single from the debut album.
It's giving that Martine element of posh. It's giving that Liza element of posh, you know? It was a fine affair, but now it's over. I mean, get posh in while she's in LA. Posh headlining cabaret at the Super Bowl. Our girl gets into the taxi.
Not the taxi. It's not like an Addison Lee. It was like a proper blacked out
Uber
vehicle. Uber Lux.
She gets in her Uber Lux, and, you know, the one-liners are coming in strong. Did anyone just see that photographer? I'm sure it was one of those guys out of NSYNC. So they arrive at this rental house. This is where our posh is going to be staying for a few weeks while she, you know, finds a permanent home in LA for her, David, and the boys.
A lot of the scenes here in this part of the episode plays out by that gorgeous glistening blue pool, swimming pool.
Yes, it does, David.
And I love this bit where she's like, I've got so much to do and it's going to keep me so busy. And it cuts to her lounging by the pool, working on her tan, having a little champagne with Ben and Maria Louise.
So I was going to ask, do you think that is champagne or Prosecco?
Could be Tesco Finest Prosecco. Do they have Prosecco in America?
They must do.
Or do they call it something else?
Hun juice, as you call it.
When have I called it hun juice?
We went for dinner once and we ordered a bottle of Prosecco and you went to me, hun juice. He says as he pours himself, taste the difference, Rosé. But then we get to our big moment. We meet personal assistant Renee.
Now, this is the interview.
Interview, quote unquote. So the doorbell goes. Vicky B goes, shall I get it? It's good that she thinks I'm sort of normal.
And then she goes, well, I wouldn't normally answer the door, would I?
So, yes, she brings in Renee. Renee! VB tells us what she's looking for.
She has to be professional.
Yes.
She can't be too good looking.
No.
Which I thought was hilarious because at that time, we're in a post-Rebecca Luz scandal situ. So well done, Vicky. That was a very clever wink.
Absolutely. And our VB got the last laugh. She also says she can't be too thin. It's got to be all about me. Renee compliments VB on her shoes. And VB says she would die
if she has to wear flats. As modern as these flat shoes can be, I'll die before I wear a pair of ballerina pumps. Style tip. She might as well have whipped out that fashion book, that extra half an inch then, you know, from her handbag.
Reading
page 67. All about shoes, Renee. Read up. Do your research.
VB tells Renee, it's good that you do everything. So then she lists off everyone's name. If they all need something, if the dogs need something, if Ben and Maria Louise need something. Al Renee asks, am I ever going to be personally assisting David?
Am I going to ever be personally assisting David or?
No, why do you want to?
No, I mean,
what do you find him attractive or?
He's not ugly. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean like... I'm really nervous. I'm sorry.
Aww. So how about...
And then bless her heart. I mean, a fantastic performance. This is just gold. So Renee says her goodbyes and tells us that she's really excited. So we're building up to the iconic driving section. So then we're in the car with VB because she needs to do a bit of practice.
Of course. So she's learning to drive on the other side of the road and it all seems to be going fine, even if she is a little bit tentative behind this massive Range Rover. And by the way, her driving instructor looks nothing like my driving instructor in Melbourne.
I think that's her Uber Lux driver. And she said, can I have a go for a minute?
But yes, VB goes on a little tentative drive and then suddenly cops pull them over. And the paparazzi swarm the car. It's all wonderfully staged.
Simon Fuller tipped them right off. We got some wonderful one-liners from Maria Louise. Have you been drinking? Ben, do you need more lip gloss?
We need you to step out of the car, please. I was completely shocked and devastated because I was wearing flat shoes.
Dun, dun, dun.
I still don't know what I did wrong. I didn't know if I should pose or get arrested.
Classic VB. Then we are at the DMV for the driving test. Now, I would say this is the most famous section of the show.
Yes. It's had a TikTok resurgence recently. I love it. She is there, first of all, to get her driver's license photo done. So, you know, as we all know in these places, it's fluorescent lighting, overhead lighting. It's not glam. So she has this little photo shoot, but before they take the picture, her hair and makeup team steps in, gets her all glammed. She's posing the house down. Do I get approval? No, this is the DMV.
Yeah.
You don't do retouching?
I think she looks a bit like Raja from Drag Race when she's posing at the DMV. Do you know what I mean?
Or maybe Raja looks like Posh.
Maybe Raja looks like Posh.
Yeah, that's the inspiration. And then she has to sign some paperwork before doing her tests. And the man's like, may I have a signature? Oh, do you need me to write it to anyone? Oh, no. You mean just my signature? Oh, right. Okay. It's these hammy lines that are just like...
It's camp.
She recognises it's silly. We know it's silly.
They're like the gay version of dad jokes.
Literally.
Victoria's sat there doing this basically theory test, whatever the American version of that is called, and Renee comes over to her. Victoria, do you need anything? We're already set up that she's her PA, so we go with it and believe in this world that Renee would just start talking to her. And then instead of, you know, needing help with anything, Victoria starts asking her questions about the test. And then Bill tells her...
Victoria, I'm watching you. I'm watching you too, Bill.
So cute and so sweet. We're then back in the kitchen and Renee brings VB some mags, tells her she's in one. That's a good PA. And this whole scene segues into Ben looking up Perez Hilton's site and giving them the, you know, the very produced conversation of, you should go and talk to this guy. Renee tells us that he works from a coffee shop. Now, when I watched this originally in 2007, when it came out on ITV, this is the scene that actually stuck in my mind most. Of this is what I remembered. Oh, yeah, Victoria Beckham. She met Perez Hilton and this sort of back and forth.
It almost like, you know how the tabloids here are like so big and like, you know, authoritative. He was almost that version in America. This was pre-TMZ. So Perez had a lot of power there. And I think Victoria, having come from the tabloid kind of upbringing, she knows it's like better to get them on site, go meet them in person, spend some time with them, and then, you know, build that relationship so they don't write as many nasty things about you. That is the old school kind of PR way of doing it. So she's employed this strategy with Perez. She's like, okay, I'm going to need this guy really on my side and to stop writing shit about me.
Which actually, you saying that has reminded me of one of her much earlier documentaries. She goes and meets Piers Morgan.
Savvy queen.
So it's, you know, it really is that synergy, similar thing, really genius idea.
You don't get to that level of showbiz royalty without doing a few of these things, you know, investing the time, building the relationships. It's all, but she's giving you a taste of that strategy in this like little comedic cafe meet with Perez Hilton. Also, it's like a way of stroking his ego a little bit. It's like,
oh yeah, it takes away their power a little bit as well.
But also it's like, oh, I'm putting you on my NBC show. You get to be on the camera with me, you know, it's kind of like giving him a little bit of shine as well, because I don't think at that point Perez Hilton was very camera facing or was doing a lot of TV work yet. So interesting strategy, and it kind of works.
Well done, VB. So Perez gets Vicky a cookie.
I can't be seen smiling, having fun, or eating. Perish the thought. That line has always stuck with me for some reason. And she's just there like, oh, you know, let me look miserable. Are there any celebs you don't like? Eddie Murphy. I love that in this time, the girls were so like, the solidarity was so strong, especially in this time with the reunion. It was like any chance they get to bash Eddie Murphy, they just go for it.
Girl power.
And Vicky was the most vocal, I would say. She always gets in there first. I'd chop his dick off.
Before that, even Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills cock. So clever. Which actually... Coming to America is an Eddie Murphy film.
Put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Beverly Hills Cock. and Mel B, I think, has even gone on the record to say more recently of like, you know, such a good relationship with the girls. Mel B hadn't even had a chance to tell the girls about the situation, but they're already quick to put him in his place, you know, without even confiding in your friends about it.
It's a girl gang.
We've all been in that situation where our friends break up with someone and they're like being very respectful and like, you know, it's fine, we're on good terms. But us as the friends are like, no.
Son him.
He's a dick. Fuck him. Chop his dick off. The meeting ends with Perez Hilton asking her to send some nude pictures of David.
This part made me uncomfortable. It's like, it's that kind of gross thing that like some gay men do when they leer at straight men, or yeah, like they do it so in a way that's like manipulative and a little bit weird. And it was just a little bit slimy and weird. That whole interaction.
Too far, Prez.
I know, but Vicky's approach, she plays along with it. And at the end, she's like, oh, are we going now? Hang on. Let me make myself more miserable before we go out.
And then that is when we see, and I love that, like, light and shade, and really giving you that sort of curated look behind the curtain.
We will see much more of these stage pap moments to come as part of this special. But before that, there is a very special excursion for our VB. You know, she's new to the neighborhood. She wants to make some new local friends. So what does Renee do? Suggests that, oh, you know, maybe you should meet up with some of the local socialites. There's a thing called the Beverly Hills Socialites, and they'd love to do a welcome lunch to welcome you to Los Angeles, to welcome you to Beverly Hills.
So as well, when she gets this invite, she goes, this is so American. I've seen Desperate Housewives. Was she friends with Eva Longoria yet?
I don't know if she is at this time. Maybe that's still to come, or I mean, maybe this was the time it was forged.
It is that classic, stereotypical, what you imagine Beverly Hills to be like. And we're about to meet these ladies that are these extravagant, mature, plastic surgery, out there types. And I think in this scene, more than any of the others, VB is actually giving more stripped back Essex girl look.
I think, yeah, the way they set her up was to really make her look very British in contrast to these LA women. So we're back to Posh in the kitchen. She's trying to make a pie. Within a few seconds, she gives up, has a mimosa, sits on a kitchen counter and lets Renee do it.
This scene, I don't think is in the American edit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The whole kitchen scene.
Yeah, this whole making pie. No pies in the American edit. So then we're in this huge setup of this its house. As Victoria and Renee are going in to meet these socialites, it's a real blink and you'll miss it. And actually, Alex pointed it out as we were watching it. You can see Renee's tag is out the back of her dress, which is such a genius comedic touch. So it's saying she's bought this dress because VB said, you know, you need to dress up. So she's bought this and then she's going to take it back. Or VB's bought it and said, we're going to take it back.
Yeah, because this is the first time Renee actually looks glammed because she has to represent. But yeah, I didn't notice a tag. Wow, the detail of this
detail.
Actor.
Yeah, and I think I wouldn't have noticed because I've watched this several times. And then there's that thing of, this is a really, and I'm not saying it just to blow smoke up its ass, this is really layered. You do notice different things every time you watch it, different comedic beats. But I actually don't think I would have noticed it. So that is a real hats off. This gives you real, like, Hollywood naff glamour. Absolute dynasty sort of vibes.
One of the iconic characters in this scene is Dolphin Lady. This slightly older woman in a powder blue suit that has this innate ability, this talent, this gift where she can make dolphin calling noises, and she proceeds to do it and is like, ah, can't do it in a high pitch way. And she goes, that means welcome to America. But I also love this dolphin lady because when she first shakes Victoria's hand, she's like, I must say, I love so many of your songs.
Yes.
And I do wonder, does she have the Victoria Beckham album in her car?
In Dolphin. I wish I...
But then I also love that they get drunk, they're doing shots, they're having champagne, and she's tipsy at the end of it, stumbling to the car. I mean, very me when I leave your flat.
Oh, stop it. But yeah, Vicky's like, she wasn't really sure how to get through it, so she just thought she'd get more drunk. And the ladies really let loose. One of the ladies, I think it's even Dolphin Lady, is sat at the piano. Unfortunately, we didn't get any sing-alongs from Posh. Maybe that's why she was sat at the piano, you know. I listened to Victoria Beckham's self-titled album in the car.
Stop. Slow down. Take a deep breath.
Whoa, whoa, my heart's got a mind of its own. Victoria tells us when she's older, she hopes she's like that. Me too, V. And Renee tells VB in the car, you are wasted.
Also, then we get to one of my favourite scenes and one of the most memorable ones for me personally, JB, the earthquake training scene. Now, this was truly educational because at the time, I don't know much about living in LA. You know, I know they had earthquakes, but I didn't really think, oh, of the practical side of things. So well done, Renee, the very diligent PA, books Victoria in for an earthquake training course. Very educational. Even to this day, I remember duck, cover, and hold. And also all the other VB tips that she gives in the segment. Always keep nice shoes by the bed because the emergency services could be coming over and you want to look good.
I've been thinking about this a lot since rewatching the special, like duck, cover, hold, that is stuck in my head. And then, yes, I mean, I hope that was an extra chapter in Posh, the extra half inch, you know, keep shoes by the bed. So we then enter what's basically a big caravan that is this earthquake simulation. Now, I know that's not the purpose of it in the special, but it looks so much fun.
I know. I was thinking to like, can we get in one of those?
I mean, it's like, you know, escape. It's the original sort of escape room situation. They're in what is meant to simulate a earthquake. So they're ready.
In a living room.
In a living room. So they can practice duck, cover, and hold. I didn't see one duck, cover, and hold happen. They're just thrown around, giggling, laughing.
She might have had a few Proseccos before stepping into that earthquake simulator. But also, I love that in the house where they're demonstrating this, she's got this beautiful oak table that's like very sturdy. It's like, yes, you can duck, cover, and hold under that. I don't have that. My IKEA table in the living room is not going to take that.
This table that this computer sat on, David... It's
not duck, cover, and hold.
It's not duck, cover, and hold. It's a desk that when you lean on it too hard, half of it goes down. Like, I'm not touching the table while we're doing this.
Also, the guy who's doing the course gives them these backpacks that's like, you know, emergency backpacks. And she's like, oh, I'm not keen on the backpack, but apparently I can move everything from the backpack into an Hermes bag. You do that, hon.
Queen.
But yeah, you know, you can see Vicky like playing up this larger than life character. Like, it's very tongue in cheek. But I think for people that maybe don't know her humor and stuff, you're led to believe that she is this kind of out of touch, extravagant celebrity. But really, she knows the deal. She knows what's going on. And speaking of the deal and knowing what's going on, the next bit, they go house hunting, which is the whole fucking purpose of this trip. You know, we've had lots of hijinks, Prosecco by the pool, pies with Beverly Hills socialites. But really, Vicky, your mission, your main job coming ahead of David and the boys is to find the house. So she gets on that toot sweet.
Sweet. There's only 1 week now until David and the boys come to LA.
What has she been doing? I mean, just taking in the culture.
So, yes, they're going to go on to these house viewings. And what I love is that Vicky says, rightly so, she says, I want to know the prices before I get there because there's a special price for Beckham.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, Ben, Maria Louise, you make the call and you get that quote before she arrives. So... This is also another, you know what I'm coming to. Yes. This is also one of my favorite quotes in the series, which, to be honest, I don't even know what the guy was thinking.
We're in house one of three houses. And the first thing the estate agent says to Victoria Beckham is,
this house is built from the ground up. And then she goes, aren't all houses built from the ground up?
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. What are you saying, mate? What makes it so different?
Now, this house is on the edge of a hill. No fence. And...
No barrier, nothing. Not even nothing. A glass wall, nothing.
And VB says, what about the children? And she says, you know, someone is going to have too much to drink and fall off. Health and safety queen, you all know... how serious I take health and safety on this podcast and in real life. So I like here that Vicky is being health and safety queen because as much as I'm health and safety conscious, I get swept up in it all.
Yeah, you'd be the one that's like tumbling off the edge after a few Kylie wines.
I'd be going, oh my God, oh my God. All it takes is for me to hit stop on the 3-hour record that we have, guzzled 2 bottles of rosé, I'll be falling off that. This will be a solo podcast.
Yeah, as VB said on the episode, she's like, I couldn't even consider it. It's a death trap.
That's what the sequel could have been, Victoria Beckham, Death Trap.
I would love to see Victoria Beckham selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset with Victoria Beckham. This house is major.
Major.
It was built from the ground up. I know all houses were, but this one really was. House 2, Vicky didn't like. She said it looked like someone with no taste had just come in and thrown up everywhere. And then what I loved about this the most is she said, we're talking about, you know, such a sum of money here that it's got to be perfect. And all I'm saying is, yes, yes, I know this is an extravagant, extreme amount of money. Yes, these people have what we would probably all consider like an endless amount of money. But I love that you can still tell her roots here of, you know, she's an Essex girl, or even I know she was a Harlow girl with money or whatever. But there is still that grounded of like, you know, I'm not just throwing my money at everything. If I'm throwing so much money, and yes, it's a ridiculous amount of money, there is no reason why it should not be perfect.
She didn't come from money and like that kind of celebrity lifestyle. You know, it was something that came to her in life, in her adulthood. So yeah, she's had a taste of seeing her parents graft and everything. And yeah, I like that glimpse of kind of real life VB. That's Victoria Adams right there.
That is our Victoria Caroline. Then we're off to house 3. Now, we are told that Lionel Richie previously lived here. Lionel Richie laid down the flooring himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the real estate agent said, but she kind of parroted it back, but made it more extravagant. She's like, so you're telling me that Lionel Richie laid every tile here and he did it while dancing on the ceiling?
Queen of wit. So I wonder, did Lionel Richie live there during Nicole Richie's youth? Are we, you know, are we looking at the home of teenage Nicole Richie? Now, she asks, who lives around here? We get Leonardo DiCaprio, we get Spider-Man, and we get Batman. Now, I'm not sure which Spider-Man and what Batman they're referring to.
It would have been Tobey Maguire at this time.
But who would have been the Batman?
That's a very good question, because that franchise would have been even...
When was the Christian Bale Batman?
It might have been around this time, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
There you go. I love how they made this timeless, though. They're like, there's going to be endless... Spider-Man and Batman. So we'll just tell you Spider-Man, we'll tell you Batman.
And for her, she's like, if it's good enough for Spider-Man and Batman, it's good enough for me.
Good enough for the VB. So that is the house she is going to take. We then cut to VB in the car on the phone to David, but this is actually after the luncheon because she's in the dress and the short hair, the headband.
Oh, nice spot. After the luncheon.
She's just saying, you know, she's missing him and all that.
She's a bit tipsy from all that Prosecco.
Us all drunk texting someone. Love you.
Come on, let me.
You see, I made the decision to give you a call, cause sex is written in the scribble writers on the wall. I've been going crazy sitting in my room, fantasizing about you has never felt so good. I can take it no longer, ready to take it further. There's no time to talk it over, boy, you know I want ya. Can't you hear it in my voice the way I'm...
She then has decided she wants to buy David a watch. But David is going to know where she's going because the paps are following her.
They come up with a ploy to help Victoria avoid detection, and that involves a decoy. And the idea is they head to a sex shop, they buy a blow-up doll, and they dress it up as Victoria, have this doll right in the back of the car going around LA while she is in another vehicle going to get the gift. Genius.
Is David Beckham not going to question more, why has my wife been papped?
Yeah, why were you in, Ann Summers or whatever?
Why were you papped in a sex shop? Over maybe, well, why were you papped in a watch shop? Maybe she's like, that's a bit sort of saucy anyway, so.
Yeah, he's like, you know what, David, you're going to see what's coming for you.
Don't disturb this groove, David. They go to a sex shop, they buy a sex doll. As you said, to use it as a decoy. Phoebe exclaims, "It's almost as if they modelled these dummies after me." They go back to the house, they start styling this dummy. It is almost as if it goes from classic posh, because it's got dark hair, to new posh, where Ben takes a cheap wig, puts it on it, and starts cutting around it. So this is Ben cutting the pob onto this doll, or a version of. And he says something throwaway like, you know, I'm still going to use really good techniques even on this wig.
He's that committed to his craft. He can't not do it. He can't help himself. It has to be right.
This is the man that created the pub and the club. He's not going to do a half-assed job on it.
And she goes, it's very believable, apart from the fact that she's smiling.
It then goes on to tell us that the plan worked. The paps followed that all day.
And they do the very elaborate scene of the security guards telling all the paps, like, stand back, stand back, stand back. And the car door opens and Renee comes from the other side. And it reveals it's a doll, and everyone goes, oh.
Have you ever in your line of work, David, been in a stunt, like tipping the paps off in a decoy or anything like that?
Not tipping paps off, but I have been deployed to shake them paps off in a separate car. I had to jump out of a car in the middle of traffic, get in another car to throw off the paps. But that's a story for another day.
Wow, I can't wait to hear that story another day.
Yeah, it's one for the DLPR memoirs.
So then LVB goes and buys David the watch. Sure, he's going to love it. This is such like a you going out with a straight man subplot, isn't it? Like, I'm going to go and buy him a watch.
I wouldn't know what to fucking buy someone when it comes
to a watch.
I'd
be in the shop like, does it tell the time? Brilliant.
You know, my dad in the 90s had this watch. I remember being so thrilled by it because it was one of those watches that you never have to replace the batteries.
Wow.
Because it was a kinetic watch. So it's got little things like little gears in the back. So all you have to do is just like give this watch a little shimmy every day or every other day. And that kinetic movement charges the watch.
Bloody hell.
Advanced, right, Papa Lim?
Technology connoisseur.
Yeah. See what my mum had to do when she was going from Perth to Melbourne? She had to stop by the watch shop. Do you have any kinetic watches for me, husband? He's flying in a few days to Tullamarine. I want to surprise him with a little gift.
But did Mama Lim have a decoy?
In a little Hyundai, yeah.
Yeah, but look, I wonder if he's still got that watch to this day.
Maybe it's still ticking.
I should bloody hope so, if it's kinetic. We then are at home with VB, and I feel like this is you're getting some emails, you're calling the person, but it's in person. Renee says, you know, there's a request that's come in for VB to throw the first pitch for the LA Dodgers and upcoming game.
Very big look.
Very big deal. But VB straight away goes, what if I make them lose?
Instant pressure. She's posh Spice. She's not sporty Spice.
No.
So what does Victoria do? She does her research as the diligent woman that she is. She decides to learn about baseball and she gets to this field, her first baseball field. She's like, she looks up to the field and she's like, are those people really far away because they're really little? And then I realize they're kids. So she's been signed up to learn about baseball from kids, a kids baseball club.
Renee sorted this out for a great PA.
Good on you, Renee. Well done, Renee. Good on you. She struts in there with her heels on and her jacket and her whatever. And then the girl's like, why are you wearing that? She's like, oh.
Do you think I should wear flats? So now she's got all the training that she needs, David, and it's time for the big moment. VB at the Dodgers. So VB looks fab. She comes in, she's like, oh no, my trainers are going to get dirty. Then she's having pictures with the football players, with the baseball players.
Look at us. We love sports. We know all about it. It's not all the same.
And the baseball player goes to her, are you smiling? And she goes, yeah. She is not.
She's doing her signature pout. Yeah.
And then this would be me. She gets handed the baseball after she's like, been not so far in the build up to be like, who's handing me this? What's going on? This is my anxiety of like, I always feel in any situations, work, pursuing creative opportunities, anything, I always become that when you go from like person they want to have there to annoying when you just ask a bit too many questions. But that's because your anxiety just comes in. So when she's like, where's the ball going to come from? What happens if I don't get the ball? What happens if I throw it? Who am I throwing it to? All these things of like, I just need all the information.
Yeah, me too. I'm like that as well. I wonder if Vicky is a Virgo.
Like, I'm just like, yeah, Victoria Beckham's birthday is 17th of April. I'm 8th of April. She's an Aries queen like I am.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Where I'm like, there's no, you can't give me too much context or information. Like, I want to know all the details. And that's why I'm a good, you know, that's what I think works well as a producer of like, I'm an overthinker. That's my job. And Vicky's done that. But then we see her, she gets handed the ball and it's like real, real moment hits. She's really doing this. She goes, oh, fuck. And I love the edit here. This is like real job well done. It is just pure serious comedic moment. She throws the ball and it goes into slow motion. We have shots of the audience, cuts to a seagull flying in slow motion, which is genius. She did a really good throw. Much better than I could ever do. Real strong. Whew, through moment.
But that's the thing about VB, you know, she is always the one that is prepared. That is the way she works.
I'm not going to show up and we wing it.
She might let you think that she's winging it, but she's really not winging it. That's part of the finesse and the expertise. So yeah, we need to give a shout out to that. That is real major, major prep.
There's a throwaway line as Victoria's leaving the stadium. I really thought one of my silicones was going to fly out my armpit then.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh my God, that is quite like...
Yeah.
It's quite explicit. You know, like, not explicit as in rude, but explicit as in...
It's not something... Confirming things that has never been confirmed or denied.
Exactly, yeah. So, oh, good on VB. I didn't hear that.
She tells us that she thinks she's been really welcomed here in America.
There's a sign at the stadium that says, America welcomes Victoria Beckham.
Now, that is the perfect ending to this special.
Well done, Renee.
In the booth. Well done, Renee. Getting it in.
Yeah, she's cracked in there, typing away.
Then, you know, that comes to the end of our special. We have a wrap-up here via VO from Victoria. She's really glad she spent the time here in LA. And then we have... I think it's the American edit. She said she's flying back to Europe to come and fly back into LA with David and the boys so they can all arrive in LA together. And then we see in that edit, Victoria and David arrive and leave LAX together. It says on screen July 12th, which is a few days before the special aired. So I really don't think that's true. The UK version, which is the HD version, ends with Victoria going, VO, this is voiceover, they're arriving tonight and so excited about them coming to America. And then it ends.
And then it's like, you know, those types of shots of like the close-up of the arrival sign at the airport. And, you know, it's giving you the illusion that she's going to meet them at the airport. And it's like, to be continued, but... As we all know, there is no to be continued. It's just kind of left hanging there. But in a way, cutting it off there, it's called Victoria Beckham coming to America. It's not.
Yeah, it's not keeping up with the Beckhams.
Exactly. So in a way, you're not feeling like you've been shortchanged. You've had the Victoria Beckham experience of her coming to America. I thought as a capsule, it actually worked for a perfect pilot episode.
Oh, I think it's absolutely exemplary piece of television.
But what a time to be, like, honestly, like, guys, if you two were like us and were tapped in, living for these moments, let us know what are your favorite moments of Victoria Beckham coming to America, because it's so quotable. Like, it's something that we actually don't talk about.
We don't talk about it enough. I think about it a lot. It's always with me. And, like,
even like the aren't all houses built from the ground up, like ever since I was rewatching it for this record, I was like, that is genius.
So what would you say is your favorite standout moment from this whole special?
The DMV, the photo shoot.
The DMV is the best. It's just so good.
Do we get approval?
Do you do touch-ups? That literally is genius. So, yeah, I think that would be a standout for me. There's a reason why that goes viral. Well, anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this trip to coming to America with us. Hope your passport's been stamped. We're now going to head back to whatever country you're listening from. If you're in America, stay there. If you're loving what we're doing, please do follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. Leave us a lovely 5-star review and hit that subscribe button. You can follow him at
@lovelimmy.
And you can follow me at DolphinLady123 or actually at Dr_JoelB. Until next time, bye. Go on, David.
I can't do it.
All right, until next time, bye.